feeling? Where are you at?
I'm good. I'm standing in front of you. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm good. I'm got to practice with the first team today. So got first team reps, so that's always fun.
What do you sense you can offer this team these next 8 weeks to sort of start
something? Just go out and play, you know. Go out and play hard. And, you know, everybody does their job, you know, we'll find success.
You just heard Jared. You don't think you've lost a half a step or anything. Are you at a point in your career?
Jared, what did he say? What did Jared say?
He said, no, he got all over us. He said,
oh, sorry. Oh, goodness. I don't know if I can beat you all in a race. Am I? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I never clocked a good 40 time when I was at the combine or anything like that, you know. But, you know, I run a guy down. I run sideline to sideline, you know.
What do you need to do better to be, or at least contain Aaron Rodgers?
Just do our job. Everybody do their job, you know, get in position, play fast, be physical, and take the ball away. You know, it's.
Birthday's coming up, it comes closer. Do you think about that at all?
I understand it. You know, this is, you know, it's probably my last year, you know, as a Chicago Bear, and, you know, it could be the last time I played the Packers, you know. But, I really do enjoy my teammates, man, and it's been unfortunate to watch from the sideline because I want to see them find success, you know. And any Bear making a play, you know, is always a good thing. So,
what's been the most challenging part of that the last 2 years of missing time? It's unfamiliar to you.
Yeah. I sure don't know what to do with myself sometimes. You know, sometimes I sit in meetings where, you know, while coaches are talking, and sometimes the words kind of just phase out, and I'm just staring at the screen. And I look up, the only thing that I can tell is the time. I can see the time, like, dang, we still got 55 minutes left. And, you know, but, you know, it's been different, man. It's been different, you know, more coaching.
When you say it's probably your last year with the Bears, you don't think it's your last year in football, though?
I don't know. You know, well, I mean, I'm, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'll.
That decision, is that your choice, or you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, somebody's got to want you first, you know, and then you go from there, you know. But right now, you know, my focus is the Packers.
You mentioned, you know, just a matter as far as improving over the last performance since the Packers, just a matter of doing your job. Frankly, that's been problematic for the Bears defense this year, doing, you know, execution and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. At this point of the season, what evidence is there that it's going to change, or that it's going to be any better than it was the last time?
Well, the games that we played well in, you know, we've had some success and we've done some good things, you know. We've had to shuffle a lot of players around. We had to shuffle a lot of players at linebacker. But we have very capable players, you know, and it, you know, as far as, you know, everybody doing their job and us putting together a good game, you know, you can only start the convincing by taking it one play at a time. You know, when we find success, you know, when we do the things that we're supposed to do and we get off on third down, you know, and we do that consistently this week, and then we start to initiate a little bit of a different conversation. We can have a good week and I come in here and you guys say, all right, well, is that the turning point? And then the next week we have a bad week and you say, oh, you guys have been so inconsistent. I just don't know where this is going to go. You know, it's always going to be a week-to-week thing, but trust me, we want to be progressively getting better.
Why did you guys have so much success last year's game up in Green Bay defensively?
Shade took out Aaron Rodgers.
That's what it's going to take?
I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, we were playing a good game, you know, even with him up to that point, but that was early in the game, you know. You know, a guy like him, man, you never count him out. You can play good defense, you know, the whole game. I played good defense against the guy, you know, for, you know, 58, you know, minutes out of the game. And last, you know, minute, you know, he throws a bomb and they win the game. So he's a guy you have to be on your toes for the full 60.
Jared, you
start to get some patients trying to make something happen? Is there a patience testing there?
Well, he scrambled a lot. You know, when he scrambled, he created more time. You create time, more time for a guy like him, and he's going to find that window. You know, one of the things, you know, when he wasn't getting the ball out quick, you know, he was creating more time with his feet and getting outside the pocket. I don't think there's any magical answer for it. Everybody just has to do their job. Do your job, you know, and we'll find success.
Have you come to this realization that this is probably your last year as a Bear recently because of the way things have unfolded lately? Is it something that's
built? Oh, this is last year in my deal. It's last year in my deal. You know, it's not like it's, I magically am going to show up after this year and they're going to open the gates up for me. You know, I've talked to my buddy Alex Brown, man. Those gates are closed when that contract, when you're a free agent, buddy. Yeah, I mean, I know the reality of it, you know, and I'm proud of, you know, all the years I've had here, it's been great, man. I couldn't have asked for a better situation, you know, so I just, you know, each day, every practice, man, like I said, last week I got to practice on the scout team. You know, it's been a long time since I practiced on the scout team, but I told you guys last week I was the best damn scout team player the Bears have ever seen last week.
What are your lasting memories of Lambeau? What made of that?
I scored my first touchdown at Lambeau, you know, back in 03, from Brett Favre, and that is memorable, you know, very, very memorable. I remember the ball sailing up. I remember him getting twirled around by Brian Robinson and him just hurling the ball up and it in the air. It felt like it was in the air forever. You know, and I was just saying, Lance, please don't drop this thing. You know, and caught it and scored. So it was fun. We've had great battles, you know, at Lambeau. Really, really great battles, and I'll never forget them.
Lance, you see how dominant Aaron is just observing the game. What do you see as a peer, as a fellow NFL player? What is it that stands out to you about Aaron's game?
He's just fundamentally sound. He's very sound. He knows what he can do, he knows what he can take advantage of or who he can take advantage of on the field. He knows where his windows are going to be. He's not scared at all to put the ball where he believes the ball is going to be, and his receivers trust him well. He puts it – I've seen him throw passes, you know, on a well-covered guy, and he put it on where only that guy could catch the ball, you know. And when we turn the tape on, you know, evaluation-wise, you know, our coaches are like, well, shoot, you couldn't have put yourself any better than that, you know. There's no way he can make that throw, you know, all game. You know, and that's kind of how you move forward on stuff like that.
Getting back to your rib, is it just time that you need to
work? It's doctors, you know. I can only go as far as the doctors will clear me.